And it was in Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. Acts of Apostles 11:26, the last verse of today's gospel, Tuesday, 10th May. The Lord is with you. The voice of the missionary brings you peace and blessing as you go along with the day. And Jesus was asked by the disciples, by the Jews, John 10:22-30, till when will you keep us in suspense? Till when will you keep us in suspense? Tell us if you are the Messiah. And Jesus told them, but I've told you, but you don't believe me. So what else do you want me to say? Okay, look, the work I do in the name of my Father speaks about me. I bless God for your life today. The Christians were the believers or the followers of Christ were denominated Christians, Christ-like, unctuous, anointed. Christ means anointed, like Jesus. Not because they were carrying placards, not because they had signposts that said Jesus's ministry, deliverance, love, Holy Ghost, or whatever, that said Christ the King are key here, Paris. No, they were not carrying any placard, no signpost. Nor was it because they were having medals or cross or scapel or whatever you have it, you call it, but simply because they were doing ordinary things in extraordinary ways. They were flowing against the current. They were manifesting love in with audacity. They were defying, in quote, the laws of gravity of the way of life of the common human being. They defied the egoism, selfishness. They defied divisions because of race, color, place of origin. They were living in love. The unction of Christ was being felt along them. I remembered, as I once read, why Mahatma Gandhi did not become a Christian or a Catholic, because he went to the church. After reading the gospel, especially the Beatitude, he saw the blueprint to change the world in the teachings and the person of Christ. And he wanted to identify with this, entre comillas, in quote, with this way of life or this ideology. He went to the church one day, but was not allowed to cross because he belonged to a caste that is inferior, the caste system of India. And he said then, I love Christ, I love his life, I love your Christ, but I hate you Christians because you are not like Christ. You are not anointed like him. You are not loving like him. You place barriers unlike him. I want to pray for you today in all the environments, places of your work and everywhere you are found. Let the anointing, the unction of Christ disseminate through you. Let it be felt. Let the fragrance be felt. Let the audacity of love make noise around you today as it breaks the yokes of unforgiveness, of division, of bitterness. Let extraordinary zeal for salvation of soul overwhelm you to do small things in extraordinary ways. Let it be felt that there is somebody like Christ here. As the Holy Spirit confirms this upon you, that was how San Juan de Avila, St. John of Avila, lived. He was criticized of being too fanatic. He was burning with apostolic zeal. In the 16th century, he lived. But that was how he became a saint. I bless God for you today. May the precious blood of Jesus see you against all the webs of Satan around your life. As your testimony of life makes noise and waves today, not by your shouting or your propaganda, but through diligent actions. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.